So the biggest part is, if you're arguing in the PTAB, you're trying to win that case. The second aspect is, you not only have to win at the PTAB, you have to get that upheld at the Federal Circuit, or if you're unfortunate to lose, you need to get that remanded or reversed. And so part of that is making sure that your record that you develop in the PTAB has a sufficient basis for appealing to the Federal Circuit, and it's some area that they can actually address. So we're going to go through some of those issues and hopefully provide some guidance. Let's see. So what are the areas of law that the Federal Circuit will actually be able to address? In particular, the best issues are those where they can address it in a fresh review. They can take the record below and come to their own conclusion independent of what the PTAB has done. In the IPRs, the claim construction is the big issue. That's where you're going to get the most reversals and the best chance to actually overturn an erroneous decision by the PTAB. Also, statutory interpretations, such as we saw recently with Aqua Products. Who has the burden to prove that the amended claims are patentable? The Federal Circuit had no trouble saying, let us take a look at that. We're going to help the PTAB, which they sort of did in a lot of different concurrent opinions. Also, compliance with the legal aspects of obviousness, not necessarily the factual findings, but was the law applied properly? The same on claim construction, on means plus function. Patentability under 101, that would come up in a post-grant review. You won't have that in an IPR because that's not one of the areas they can address. And finally, constitutional law questions. Are these even constitutionally permissible? We've got that in the oil states. So the Federal Circuit has no problem addressing those based on the record below.